Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. You got the Duke, you got Bird, you've got Tennessee Fan Talk, and we've got a lineup for you on this episode. We got a little basket Vol talk, we got some base Vol, just a little dabble of when it's starting, and of course it would not be a show without talking about them foot Vols. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has done it, so why can't we do it? We might be making our extremely way too early predictions. Just to let you know, Duke don't even know that he just got informed
news
just
to
now.
Me. Hey, can you get on? Yeah, we start. Oh, by the way, we're doing a preseason pick way too early. Oh, great. Who do we play? I know two.
The good thing about this is, yeah, I know two, Georgia. That's good. The good thing about this is the norm, you know. You just he just rolls it off anyway. You know,
yeah, there's no prep for me.
There's
ever.
No prep. That's why this is great. Unscripted, just off the top of our heads, is the best kind of show. We do, you know, I had to do a little bit of at least laying it out for the Duke.
I mean, I can do better than what's that one feller's name on ESPN that had us going 8-4? What, Reba McEntire? Is that his name?
His name.
Or Greg McIntyre, McElroy, whatever.
Yeah. Old Alabama.
I think Reba McEntyre.
Quarterback.
I thought that was. That
yeah, was Reba one. McEntire. That's his name. That old QB, Reba McEntire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Basket Vols in Nashville, which you would have never known that they were away because it was orange and white in that joker.
Yeah, I mean, let me preface it that I'm all for a free market and I'm all for capitalism, but those tickets were way too high. I was
ridiculous.
Thinking about going.
Ridiculous.
$82 for the nosebleed? No thanks. I'll watch that at the house.
When they're wanting $1,600 a seat 2 hours before the game, down towards the floor.
That's probably what season tickets cost them for the whole season.
For three seasons. They have bought a three-season package for $1,600.
No, you get the men's and the women's all combined for $2,100 for the season.
And it comes with the Commodore dogs. Oh, a large Commodore Bell.
And one free game in the crow's nest.
Down the street. You can't.
That's the top. You knew that, right? That's what they call it.
That's what they call
it.
No, I didn't know that.
The very top. See? Like the special, they call it the crow's nest. Mm. But there's also a bar.
The fact the there is. And that's where I went with that comment you had there. Who says you can't learn something every day? Duke teaches me something new. Right off the bat. We're 4 minutes in this joker. He's already teaching me something. You cannot talk about men's Tennessee basketball without bringing up Big Connect. Good Lord. This guard, this fifth-year guard from...
The Great White Hope.
from Colorado, who was SEC Player of the Week last week. And guess what? I would not be shocked if he got it again this week. 34 minutes in the game, 32 points. This man was knocking down a point a minute.
It's pretty good.
13 for 21 inside the line, 3 for 7 outside the line, 3 for 7 at the line. Oh. Only person did better than him as far as on free throw. You got a boy, your Vescovy, who has been quite cold. We talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever the last show we did. Quite cold, 100% at the line. But looking across, We talked about this before the game, 33 minutes, 2 for 5 from the three, but he did have that amazing, amazing deep shot in the second half. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 12 points. Just an average day in the office.
Yeah, I mean, we're a lot deeper than we've had been in the past, so we don't have to rely on all of our star players all
true.
The time, which maybe he's not a star player at the end of the day. I'm not saying he's bad.
No, no,
I'm
no.
just saying he's, you know.
Faithful.
You're picking up what I'm laying down.
Dependable on some things. And when he's not not draining buckets, somewhere else he's going to contribute.
Oh, yeah. By the way, sorry to interrupt, but Juwan Jennings just made a heck of a catch. Sorry. Never mind. Go ahead.
That's because Juwan Jennings, you know, heck of a receiver.
We have 3 former Vols starting today in the 2 games combined.
Trey Smith.
Which is like the second.
Juwan Jennings. Who else?
Defensive back for the Lions.
Put him on the spot, and he...
I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name.
And he fails.
He's a defensive back for the Lions. I just can't remember his name.
Put him...
He's number 5. I can't remember his name. I mean, I know who does know. His name's Google.
While you're doing that, we'll talk about this. Tennessee-Vanderbilt. Of course, Vanderbilt has the lead going into the locker room. Tennessee tears them up in the second half, walking away 75-62. Fantastic. 15-4, 5-1 in the SEC. And it can't be too much to brag on that because Vanderbilt is 5-14, 0-6 in the SEC. Good Lord.
Just another day in the office for the Doors.
It's like, please find a sport other than baseball that you're good at, which is a great segue.
Cam Sutton.
There you go.
He's number 1. Excuse me. Cameron Sutton.
There you go.
He also kind of stinks. But Jalen Reeves-Maven also plays on the Lions. And as of right now, it looks like they're going to the Super Bowl because it is 24-7. It's the third quarter.
They started off fast. Is you know, great for them.
I think Brock Purdy has lady hands.
Michigan.
All they were talking about last week was throwing the wet ball and he has to wear a glove. If he had man hands, he wouldn't have to. Just saying. Brock Purdy's good.
If he had hands like Joe Milton, he could handle that rock in the while it's wet.
He could definitely throw an orange.
Dipping the toe into baseball. Coming up February 16th, we are counting down those days. It's coming really quick. The guys are going to open up at the Shriners Children's College Baseball Showdown with Texas Tech.
Is that in Memphis?
It is being held in Arlington.
Texas.
Yep. Oh. So they'll play Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Baylor in that. And speaking of which, since I said Oklahoma, you mentioned last episode that the Oklahoma ladies are always pretty good.
In softball, yes. That's not baseball. No, they would be men.
And
we're talking about you didn't segue and say softball, so I just make sure the viewers know where we were going with this. But it is also 2024, so...
Yeah, that's what I was just fixing to say. Maybe. Oh, God bless. We got 5 more years of eligibility left if you just have a sex change.
10. Well, so like me and you, we got 10. And possibly 12 if we play our red shirts right. God
bless. So if the Oklahoma ladies go and win the whole thing... And then the Texas guys go and win the whole thing, which the baseball World Series wraps up end of June-ish.
Yeah, that was one of the downfalls of playing college baseball is you had to play into your summer break and it cut into your beer drinking time.
They did it. They
true.
They win one for their conference just before they exit because July 1st. They tear off the patches and so on the SEC patches. That was one of your questions last episode is when do they officially come over? It is July 1st. And you said in this school season, You know, do they have to finish the sports of this year season, this 23-24 school year? And the answer was yes.
Seems like it. I mean, it's not going to make it change to me because I don't care if any SEC team ever wins again. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not a pro
other,
SEC
other than one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's one. Only one. Yeah, yeah. I don't care about anybody else.
It's a little early for our break, but you know, if you paid attention in the very beginning and you weren't still, you know, dancing to our jig and our new intro, that the football way too early picks is going to take a minute. So let's knock the break out of the way. And you listen to this as many times as you want. That way, you know, it's revenue for this. You don't hear us with our hand out every week going, support the show, donate to the show. No, just listen. Just listen. And whatever it is that you've been searching on your browser, this ad is for you.
Unless it's Pornhub. God.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome back. The second half of this show where we're talking all footballs. I'm going to go through that 2024 season lineup with our way too early picks.
This is one of the best draws we've had in a long time.
I'm telling you. Isn't it
it's
nice?
It's a pretty weak schedule.
Isn't it nice? I think Arkansas has like the easiest schedule of everyone for this year.
And they play us, so that means we're up there too on the easy schedule.
That's just, you know, that's just what's out in the atmosphere there is on the line. That's what's on the line. I love that movie. Love it.
What movie?
The Internship.
Oh, that's an okay flick. It's okay.
On the line. Yeah, that's what I said. On the line.
I didn't get it, but that's the first time I've ever seen live Quidditch.
You mean you've never played?
No, I'm straight white male. No, I haven't.
from not the left coast.
Yeah, I'm more apt to kiss my cousin than play from being from East Tennessee. Oh, self-deprecating humor. What's called?
You went there. He went there.
No disrespect to anybody that's married to their cousin.
No disrespect to 50% of Alabama fans and 65% of Kentucky
fans. That senator from Minnesota, what's her name? She's one of the ones that's married to her brother. That girl. I can't remember her name. She's in the squad.
Your random knowledge.
Just saying. Look it up.
Never
heard it. It's not a rumor. It's true.
August 31st at Neyland, hosting UTC.
I would have to think that Tennessee is probably one of the best schools in the nation of playing in-state schools to give them money. We play UTC. UTC once every 4 years. ETSU once every 4 years. UT Martin. You know what I'm saying? We just rotate.
Yep.
Other than Memphis, they don't count.
Nope. This one is...
Charity
wins.
Game.
Wins, sure. And wins. Mm-hmm. Next week, the Dukes Mayo Classic at Charlotte, North Carolina. Playing in that old dilapidated stadium.
Oh, what, Bank of America? It's not that bad. The backdrop's beautiful.
NC State, that's Saturday, September 7th. And I do agree with you. I do agree that it is a tougher game than what most people would say it is.
I mean, I you could actually make it your pivot game.
Yeah.
Like, if we win this, it could push us forward.
Yes.
If we lose it, we're just like, we're backsliding.
Yeah.
You ain't been to church in a while and you backslide.
You're back. That's right. You're like, man, this I need to get to church.
Yep.
How you feel on it? I put the dub down just because I think that we can. This is way too early projection, so I think we can. The amount of 10-2s that I saw, you know, have been seeing.
I got 9-3. I already had my mind made up. So that's a win.
So this one's a win for you. We're going to pay tribute to Saban's alma mater September 14th with a win over Kent State.
Yep. I believe they're out of Ohio.
I believe that's correct. Then we travel to Stormin' Norman.
Not Mormon. Not to be confused with BYU.
Travel over to Oklahoma September 21st for our first conference game.
I think Josh Heupel goes in and rolls heads.
Man, I hope so.
If I pick this as a win, which I am, I am foreshadowing my third loss.
On the way back from Oklahoma, make a pit stop.
We might as well not even come back. We might as well find us a high school out there.
Just find somewhere to go. I don't even. Let's save fuel. Pit stop in Arkansas, October the 5th. Going dub on that one.
Sure.
Hosting what could be their new head coach's last year.
They're going to beat us. Something about it. I've said it a million times. We are to Florida what Kentucky is to us.
I think we take them.
Nope.
I can see where you would go to that.
I do it for my psyche.
I think had we played Florida 3 weeks later in the season last year, we would have beat them.
Yeah, because we would have figured out that Joe Milton don't need to be flinging it around all the time. We need to run the ball more.
The next one, Alabama. Saban-less Alabama hosting in Knoxville. We don't get to tear down the goalposts this time. We do walk away with a win. We make them leave with a loss. Let's say that.
I think we lose.
You think that we lose to a team that has just been absolutely gutted?
At the end of the day, they're Alabama. They're also getting all the talent from Washington that whatever Du Bois had, whatever his name is, DePro, I don't know what his name is, coming with him, and he just went to the national title.
Yeah, but look at his weekend. Look at their season, though, week in and week out versus Alabama's.
Well, they beat Texas.
Don't matter. No one has SEC caliber week in and week out strength of schedule.
I've never thought that was that big of a deal, in my humble opinion. But
well, we do bring the your favorite team, old blue and white, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. They'll be coming in on the coal train. Hopping on the trains, riding down with the coal.
Danny White says putting in some of them pull cord showers right outside for all Kentucky fans to shower off. For
I
the
just game. Mind this morning.
Kentucky coming in to Neyland November 2nd. Of course.
Win.
That's a win.
Sure.
So if I'm sitting here as an analyst.
Which let's make sure everyone knows we are not.
And Tennessee is
8-0. I mean, we're top five. Have to be.
You're definitely top five.
Maybe top three. Not one. Michigan will be one.
And it all depends. 8 weeks in, it all depends on how NC State looks after their loss.
They're in the ACC, so it's hard not to look.
How Oklahoma looks, you know, if we're their only loss.
I mean, they might fire Venables this year. Whatever, I think that's his name, right?
Venables.
Oklahoma's got pretty high standards. I mean, kind of like us. We're like the dude at the prom that thinks we should get the 10, but we're better off with a 6. You know what I mean?
We're cut from the same cloth.
Two fives that'll put out is better than the 10 that won't. You know what I mean?
I love having the meat of the schedule at home. So Florida at home, Alabama at home, Kentucky at home.
I can't afford the tickets, but sure.
Mississippi State at home on the 9th. No cowbells. Win.
That's crap that they allow that, by the way.
It is. Win. 9-0.
Yeah.
9-0.
So here's our loss is what you're going to say.
Yeah, so then we roll in November 16th into Athens and get stomped.
We get to go watch all them fans wear the chokers.
Yeah.
Some of them probably got ball gags.
This is my dog. For all we know. It's my dog collar.
Yeah.
UTEP for homecoming.
University of Texas El Paso.
Hey, the
for short.
The Miners.
Which is probably a harder game than the Vanderbilt game.
The Miners, where if you've watched Glory Road on
never seen it.
Disney Plus.
The real question is whoever came up with the University of Kentucky really swung and missed when they didn't name themselves the Miners.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the date they went on the night before.
With their cousin.
Which is a minor. Figuratively and literally.
Miners.
See what I did there?
That was nice. That was nice. And finishing up at Tennessee's second home field in Nashville, November 30th.
I might be able to get a ticket to that game.
Because it's cold. Well, it's only November
30th. Why don't they play that game at Nissan? That's the move.
No.
Played at Nissan. No. Vanderbilt does not have a home field advantage anywhere, so who cares? Played at Nissan.
So you finished up 9-3.
9-3.
And I finished up 11-1.
Yeah, you're a little out there, Bird.
Preseason optimistic.
until half the team transfers a second time around.
Then we'll redo this, and I'll say lost to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Lost to Alabama.
And probably lost to Alabama.
And even possibly Florida.
9-3 feels good to me.
I'll take it. A 9-3 SEC team is on the doorstep for making the playoff.
Yeah, with an expanded 12-team playoff. With
9-3 is knocking on the door.
9-3 is, and it all depends on how.
If Alabama's 9-3.
Yeah. Well, there's an exception.
Y'all won head-to-head, but still Alabama.
Yeah, Saban's still sending cars to the decision makers.
I give Nick Saban 5 more years on this planet.
You think it's one of those retire and die situations?
Joe Paterno style. He kind of died for the others, but
the transgressions of his youth.
Of some youth, I guess you would say. Maybe not his youth, of some youth.
Somebody's youth.
They probably had a Dial soap sponsorship back then, too, in the showers.
Group hug in the showers.
Yeah, group hug in the showers, everyone.
I wish we were doing a little bit of video now and again, because this... Every time he takes a drink, I try to hit something to make him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I try to make him spit it out.
Should have a straw.
Well, guys, I like that 25 minute episode. Rolled.
And we're sprinkling more in on the offseason than we ever have because we've never done one before.
I've tried a little bit during baseball and softball in the past. We're going to have great things to talk about through March. You know, hit March Madness.
We need to start looking up the tennis team because our tennis team's good. They're good every year, buddy. Look it up. Women's soccer, pretty good.
Yeah, women's soccer, pretty good.
Our men's soccer team's good, too. They've never lost a game.
Do we not?
Because we ain't got one.
I'm sitting here pulling it up.
Look at the top 25 tennis rankings. I bet we're in the top 10.
Men's tennis men's. Or women's?
Men's, I think, is our better suit. Our swimming team's pretty good too, ain't they? Track team's good.
They're number 17.
Oh, well, okay. That's a down year.
And they lost this weekend.
To who?
South Carolina.
Ooh, South Carolina has people smart enough to play tennis over there? I feel like that's a privileged sport. I've watched Wimbledon. You got to wear all white at that place. You do.
You don't own all white.
It's probably all the membership, too. All white.
Bless. He went there.
I mean, hey, I'm for everybody.
Men's tennis is number 6.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, told you. They're good. And give a shout-out. One of the kids from East Tennessee State, I don't know his name, he's top 20 golfer in the nation.
Wow.
ETSU always has a good golf team back home.
Well, can compete with Vandy.
Vanderbilt has like 6 guys in the top 20. Thanks a lot, Brent Snedeker.
For bringing them here. How terrible.
Two Rivers. Oh, I get my Fords at Two Rivers Ford because they give them to me.
Lizards, we appreciate you as always. Remember, even in the offseason, the offer still stands. Click on that link tree down in the show description. And there's a nice little scheduler there. Schedule you on one of the Sundays.
You can pick the Sunday because we don't do it every Sunday. We're probably not going to do it next Sunday unless something crazy happens.
We're going to do it.
There's a race next Sunday, Bird.
I know, the big one.
No, that ain't the big one. That's 2 weeks away. Oh, 3 weeks two. Away.
Okay.
This is the clash. This is just a...
See? It's a preseason game.
Yeah, yeah, they go to the L.A. Coliseum where they play foosball at, and they make it a racetrack.
Stupid.
In the football stadium.
Stupid. That's like having a football game at Bristol. Oh, wait a minute. We did that.
We did that. It was stupid.
Stupid.
There was a lot of people there. It was fun, but you couldn't see, damn it.
Everyone looking up at the screen.
Yeah, the big Jumbotron.
That's all they got.
But that's what, that's where we got one of the best GIF in Tennessee history, thanks to Alvin Kamara. We're going to
listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.